Well, you may have noticed that as we approach Christmas and get towards the end of the year, various survey results have been published. One example is the research by the Baby Centre on names given to newborns in 2017. Well, the results show that there's a new popularity for baby names inspired by nature, including forest, hawk, hunter, and storm. Well, others seem to be looking to the skies for inspiration, with Luna climbing 20 places, Aurora, Halley and Sky all being new entries in the top 100. Well, according to the Hull Daily Mail, the most popular baby names in Hull and the East Riding in 2017 are more traditional ones, Oliver for boys and Emily for girls, which may well be a relief to the more senior members of our community. Websites Mumsnet and Grandsnet have revealed a recent growing tension between some grandparents and parents about the naming of their little ones. Apparently, a fifth of grandparents said that they hated names that their children chose for their grandchildren, and baby name wars have resulted. Now, some disgruntled grannies and granddads have refused to use their grandchild's name at all, or have taken to using shortened versions instead. Well, it is interesting that in the lesson that Paul read to us earlier from Matthew's Gospel, the names given to the baby that we celebrate at Christmas point us to the meaning of the season. In the introduction to Matthew's book, we hear of how an engaged couple have found themselves in a crisis. Joseph knows that he hasn't touched Mary, and yet she's expecting a baby. Now, Joseph was a decent man and was going to do the decent thing according to the culture and protect Mary by quietly calling off the marriage. But in a truly remarkable way, God intervenes. It's explained that this is God's baby in a supernatural way, and Joseph should stick with his fiancée. Well, Matthew then makes clear that all this is no accident. In fact, it was foretold some 700 years before and recorded by the prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament. So we're told all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Now, this name given to the baby, Emmanuel, gets us to the heart of Christmas. It is a name with a meaning. Matthew tells us it means God with us. The baby of Bethlehem is no less than God, the always existing Son, taking human bones and cartilage and muscles and ligaments to himself in order to live with us on earth. As we sang in our first carol, he came down to earth from heaven, who is God and Lord of all. There was a man who came from a culture which knew little of Christmas. He had, however, grown up with a profound sense of reverence for life. He wouldn't kill an ant or a cow or even a snake. Now, he made a visit to another country where he heard the claims about Christ. And yet he couldn't get his head around the idea that God had actually visited this planet in the flesh in the person of his Son. How could the great creator God of the universe become a man? And why? Well, one day he was walking in a field, thinking on this new idea. And he ran across a large anthill with thousands of little ants scurrying around. He was standing there, observing with wonder the activity of these ants. And what amazing creatures they are, he thought to himself. When suddenly he heard a threatening noise. It was the sound of a large tractor ploughing the fields. Now, as he looked up, he discovered that the tractor would soon be ploughing through the anthill, and thousands of ants would probably be killed and their home wrecked. Well, given his beliefs, he was gripped with concern. He became frantic. He wanted to warn of their impending doom. The man thought to himself, how can I warn them? If I could write in the sand, they wouldn't be able to read it. If I shouted at them, they wouldn't understand me. The only possible way that I could communicate with them would be by becoming an ant, if I had that ability. And then suddenly, the penny dropped. He saw why God, the creator of the universe, chose to communicate with us so that we could grasp it, so that he could understand our lives. He can share then our hurts and our anxieties and our vulnerabilities. For God, the creator of the universe, chose to become one of us by becoming a man in the person of his Son. And that is truly profound and wonderful. God has come to be with us so he can communicate with us. He can understand our lives. He can share those things that we go through in our difficulties, our struggles, our griefs, our concerns, our anxieties. For he has been this way before us. Now, it also means that God does not just look down from heaven and merely sympathize with us, but he has come himself in his Son and shared our very humanity. And that means that he can truly empathize with our struggles and brokenness, as well as share with us the joys and the delights of life. So that first name given to the baby is Emmanuel, which means God is with us. But there's another name given to the baby born that first Christmas, and it's the one that we mainly know him by. Parenting group thebabywebsite.com have trawled through various records and found that there are genuinely people in this country called Terry Bull, Paige Turner, Justin Case, Stan Still, and even Merry Christmas. Well, a spokesman for thebabywebsite.com said, when the parents of some of these people named their children, many probably didn't even realise the implications at the time. Parents really do need to think carefully when choosing names for their children. Their name will be with them for life. Well, Joseph and Mary were given divine inspiration for their baby's name. And though they wouldn't have realised the implications at the time, it was a perfect fit. Joseph is told, Mary will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. Now, the name Jesus is the Greek form of that given to the great Old Testament hero, Joshua. It is also a name with a meaning. The name means the Lord God saves. So you might say Jesus means God to the rescue. Now, this baby was not just to be an even greater hero than his Old Testament namesake. He was not just going to be one who would teach values that would inspire cultures and be the foundation of whole civilizations. This baby would be a rescuer at a deep, even more profound level. As the angel told Joseph, Mary will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. There was a little boy who approached Santa in a department store one Christmas with a long list of requests. He wanted a bike, a chemistry set, an Apple Watch, a Scalextric, the latest Manchester United replica kit, and an Xbox. That's a pretty long list, Santa said sternly. I'll have to check in my book and see if you were a good boy. Oh, no, no, the youngster said quickly. Never mind checking, I'll just take the Xbox. See, that little boy knew that his record would not stand scrutiny. And the honest amongst us know that's the same for us. A little later on in Matthew's biography of Jesus, we hear recorded Jesus's diagnosis of the human condition. He says, what comes out of the mouth comes from the heart, and this makes a person unclean to God. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, and he lists evil behaviors. These are what makes a person unclean. See, Jesus is saying that the heart of the human problem is the problem of the human heart. It affects ourselves and how we relate to our planet. It causes problems in our world and in the wider society. The problem of our hearts is a problem that affects our relationships. For our hearts reveal that we are out of sync with one another. And Jesus' analysis shows us that we're out of sync with one another because we're out of sync with God. But Jesus, God to the rescue, has come himself to sort out the problem of our hearts. Through his own perfect life, he was always completely in sync with God and had a perfectly pure heart. And through his rescuing death that took place that first Easter, Jesus can save his people from their sins. So when people see their need and turn to him, he can clean up hearts, restoring people to life with God. And he can give a life shared with others, full of purpose and destiny. Well, I wonder this Christmas, do you know that? Well, if so, are you celebrating this Christmas? I'm sure you are. And if you don't or aren't sure, why not decide to find out more? Come to the Uncover sessions that I'll say a bit more about at the end, or take a book written by a friend of mine called The Greatest Gift. There's some on the shelf there as we go out. Well, this Christmas then, as we enjoy the festivities and as we look beyond them to the new year, we can see that it is all centered on this baby. A baby born in poverty and vulnerability to a young mother. And his names tell us who he is and why he came. He is Emmanuel, which means God with us. And he is Jesus. He will save his people from their sins. Let's be quiet for a moment. We just sung in the carol. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Amen.